off the ball breakfast.
I'm trying to go. Is that to our advantage?
Would you
or theirs?
Prefer the murmur of conversation and debate?
Shush!
You're the one who hates shushing the kicker.
Live every weekday morning from 7:30 on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play OTB Sports Radio.
Off the Balls Football Daily.
Welcome to Tuesday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Brendan Rodgers says anything is possible ahead of Celtic's Champions League playoff second leg away to Bayern Munich. The fee it'll take to prize one of Bournemouth's top players away from the vitality. And we hear from new Bohemians winger Connor Parsons. But first today, it's winner bust for Celtic in the Champions League tonight. They're in Munich looking to overturn a 2-1 first leg deficit in the hopes of reaching the last 16 for the first time in 12 years. Well, they obviously need to score tonight. Manager Brendan Rodgers says a good balance is required.
You can't go, no matter how much emotion there is, and you can't go chasing the game. This is a level where very difficult to press the game for 90 plus minutes. So being in balance, the word that you mentioned, is absolutely spot on. You have to defend well. They're going to have spells with the ball. I think up until the other week, up until the weekend, I seen something where our game was the lowest possession that they had, Bayern, and over the course of the season. And for those in XG and everything else, it was the lowest expected goals in the game. So that tells us that we defend it well. We'll have to defend well again, and then we're going to have spells with the ball, and we know that we have the quality to score. But balance is the right word. We have to be clever and smart in how we play the game, and then make sure that we're in the game.
Celtic are back in Germany for the first time since their 7-1 loss at the hands of Borussia Dortmund in the league phase, and Rodgers believes lessons have been learned from that performance.
You can become too emotional at this level, and I think that was clearly what happened in for us in Dortmund. I think in the Dortmund game we chased the game. You know, we went behind them. We as I said, we had scored early on, and the lessons that we learned from that, of course, even though our plan was to be stable and steady and compact, we showed that if you're not that and you go off-piste as such, then you can get really, really punished. I think that's been the big learning for us from that game, that if you're not tight and you're not stable and you're not compact and you're not concentrated and you leave space for world-class players, you'll get punished. So we were able to learn from that setback, go away, and it's the mark of the group that they're a humble group. We had to take that on the chin, and we came away and had some really good performances after that. So, and then we've taken into our games at Atalanta and other games where we've been calm in our defending. So that's what you need to be at this level. You need to be in balance and have that calmness to your defending, but also then provide that threat with the ball. So hopefully we can see that tomorrow.
Bayern will make a late call on Harry Kane's fitness after the striker missed yesterday's training session with a knock. Whether Celtic attack the game early or decide to play it cagey, Bayern boss Vincent Kompany says they're prepared for all eventualities.
It's a good question, which you have to ask my colleague Brendan Rodgers, obviously. And many things can happen in a game. I think from my side, we always have the idea to prepare for both. What if they sit back? What if they press? And but then it's all the things in between that can decide a game as well. So we just want to be mentally ready to do what we've done so many times at home this season, which is I can't say getting the 3 points, but you know what I mean with that, right?
Kickoff at the Allianz is 8:00 at the same time. Atalanta must come from 2-1 down at home to Club Brugge. And in Lisbon, Benfica hold a 1-0 advantage over Monaco. There's a 5:45 start at the San Siro, where visitors Feyenoord lead AC Milan 1-0 from last week's first leg. Arne Slot's confirmed that Cody Gakpo will miss tomorrow's Premier League trip to Aston Villa due to injury. However, the Dutch forward is set to be close to a return. The news is not so good for Joe Gomez, who Slot says will be out for a number of weeks with a recurrence of a hamstring injury. The defender had only returned against Plymouth after a month out with the same problem. Slot says last week's dramatic derby draw at Everton took a physical and mental toll, but one he believes they shook off with Sunday's win against Wolves.
After the Everton game, it wasn't a surprise to me that the players were
They weren't tired, but they were more tired than they maybe were in previous games, because the Everton game, the way that game went, all the things that happened during that game, and then especially in the last 8 minutes, that costs a lot of energy for everyone that was involved. That's why you can't compare tomorrow with last Sunday. I think we had a good win. We didn't play our best football, but to go away with a win gives us a different reaction than after the Everton game, where we eventually conceded in the last second with so many things happening. That probably was the reason why we were a bit more, a bit, not that much, and not everyone, because I think if I had only one or two players in my mind that looked a bit exhausted, the rest didn't.
However, the Liverpool boss expects Villa to be a tough prospect under the lights.
Like Wolves at home, again, a difficult a game for us, but for everyone. They have a great home record, maybe even more if they play in the evening. So we know that is going to be a challenge, but we have quite an okay away record as well this season. We've done quite okay this season in general as well. So it's a game, I think, for everyone to look forward to. To see these two sides playing against each other.
What have you made, though, of Villa of late? Because they've not won a Premier League game since middle of January, and that was against Everton. And in that time, they've drawn with Arsenal, drawn with West Ham, drawn with Ipswich, but also lost at Wolves.
If you win against Everton, that's a special accomplishment, isn't it?
I don't know what you mean.
They are an extremely good run of form at the moment. No, but they did beat Celtic at home in an evening game 4-2. So I think Villa away, when you get the fixture list, you all know that Villa away is one of the tougher ones you can face. And but last season was also a very interesting game, with it ending 3-3, if I remember correctly. So very good manager, always has a very good game plan. They brought in quite a lot of good players in the winter break as well, and they already had a very good team. They qualified for top 8 in the Champions League, so it tells you that it's a strong team we are going to face. But yeah, that's where I started with. Wolves at home was also tough for us, so there is every game in this period of time for every team in the league is difficult. Well, the pressure, the
privilege is mine. What a start to the new season. Shelburne 3, as the lights go out at Talca Park. I hope we're still on air. All the floodlights have gone off. Somebody go and find themselves a generator, because that right now, though, is the only thing that can stop Shelburne.
Damien, would you punch me if I said Shelburne were electric?
Excuse the pun. Would you punch me if I said there's a light and it never goes out by the Smiths? Because that Shelburne Football Club, you can kick us down, beat us down, turn our lights off, we'll always put them back on.
One of the Premier League's best young players could be the subject of a bidding war in the summer. It's been revealed that Bournemouth defender Dean Huijsen has a release clause in his contract of £50 million. Still 2 months shy of his 20th birthday, the Dutch-born Spain under-21 international has won plaudits for a string of excellent performances for Andoni Iraola's side this season. Huijsen only joined Bournemouth from Juventus in July for €15 million, but he's established himself as one of the key men at the Vitality. Liverpool, Arsenal and Chelsea are among the clubs said to be admirers. The first goal at Everton's new Bramley Moor Dock home was scored by a Liverpool fan. Harrison Rimmer scored the opener in a 2-1 win for Wigan's under-18s over their Everton counterparts in a test event for the new stadium. 10,000 fans were allowed in to one side of the ground last night. These Everton supporters gave their view of their new home.
Absolutely wonderful. I think it's probably the best ground in the Premier League by a long way.
It's not like a traditional Premier League ground. It's just, it's genuinely sensational.
There's nostalgia, obviously, related to Goodison Park, but yeah, excited.
It's a complete world of difference to what we currently are used to.
And Connor Parsons says he settled in quickly at Bohemians. The former Waterford winger made an immediate impact on Sunday with a surging run leading to Ross Tierney scoring the only goal of their Dublin derby win over Shamrock Rovers. And Parsons believes Bows are a stronger squad than last season.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, I know Rennie from before, my time at Waterford. He's helped me settle in really well. But yeah, all the lads are great and I'm enjoying it.
It felt like last year that one of the things that maybe Bows were missing in terms of just bringing them on another level was that composure and those leader figures. You've got the Sligo captain in there now, obviously Keith Buckley coming back today, James Talbot and Rob Cornwall as well. Having those characters and having those leaders at times where, like, the second half it looked like Rovers might go and nick one back and it would have been a very different game. What is it like to have those presences there that are able to just keep your composure?
Yeah, leaders and experience is massive in any team, you know. Lads with the experience who have probably played in games like this before, we need that, do you know what I mean? So yeah, to have all them guys back and all them leaders and experience, it's only good for the group, and they can share their experience with all us boys, and yeah, it's just massive.
Is that something Rennie maybe made an emphasis on heading into the season, just the collective, being calm, being composed and staying in a game for 90 minutes?
Yeah, well, I've only been here the last couple of weeks, but I think he's built a good squad of young, old, experienced, new faces, people that know the League of Ireland. So yeah, I feel like he's put together a squad of his own now, and yeah, it's really exciting for the whole club.
And it's a long trek up to Derry on Friday night. They didn't quite get going, it's fair to say, against Talk Apart, but what kind of challenge are you expecting, having faced that side a number of times last year as well?
Yeah, it's a long drive, but there's a challenge in itself already with the AstroTurf pitch. It's a big pitch in itself, but yeah, Derry done really well last year. We know they're going to be a strong side, but I feel like we've gained a lot of momentum from today and we can take that confidence into the game on Friday.
Off the ball. Number one is Johan Cruyff of Holland, perhaps the world's greatest footballer, certainly the world's most expensive. He cost £900,000 when he went to Barcelona. Cruyff is 27.
Cruyff making ground to get himself under there. Oh, a beautiful dummy from Cruyff.
Now, with Zaire, Vidinic can build on a basic gift of speed. Not for nothing do they call themselves the Leopards.
Well, what on earth did he do that for? And it's a goal! He's got the first! How about that? Gregor Lato!
He doesn't mind if they bobble in, as long as they're going. There's far too many forwards trying to put a hole in the back of the net. Not him. He'll push them off the post and push them to the goalkeeper's legs.
Bono's. Müller